This culture, right? Being lost and trying to find ourselves and figure out where get there. So much in fact that in some schools they encourage students to take what they call a gap year between high school and college so they can find themselves, or between college and starting work. You didn't know that, did you? It's called gap year. You're about to find yourself. All this is dedicated to finding ourselves. In the United States alone, though, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reports that more than 400,000 children go missing in the United States each year. That's approximately 1,000 per day. These children are lost and some will never be found. In our scripture reading today, this young man has been gone. It's likely that he was presumed dead from the way the story talks about it. The scripture doesn't tell us a number of things. It doesn't tell us why the young man left home. It doesn't tell us what exactly where he went or how long he was gone. We don't know what type of home life he had, except that his family was wealthy enough for them to have hired hands and for him to have an inheritance. But we know that he doesn't immediately. He's gone so long, his family presumes him dead, and if you've ever lost a loved one, then you know the finality of death. He wasn't dead physically, but no doubt he was dead spiritually. There's a transformation that takes place. In the midst of his riotous living, the young man loses everything and, faced with eating the slop from pigs, decides to return home. Deciding it's better to ask for forgiveness than to continue down a path of ruin. This passage of scripture reminds us of the difficulty of forgiveness. Romans 3:2 reminds us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and though this is true, we're usually all too willing to sin in our unforgiveness. Anybody ever just sat in unforgiveness before? You don't have to raise your hands on this one. Right? Been so angry with someone that you said, I'm never going to let this go. I'm never going to forgive that person. If that person ever shows up, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind or something else. Not us. Nobody here. Unforgiveness turns to anger, which is ironic because we pray. We just pray the Lord's Prayer. We pray this prayer. We say, forgive me, God, in the same measure that I forgive this person. If that's the case, right, we might never get any forgiveness when we pray like that. But that's what we pray. Forgive me, God, in the same measure that I forgive others. And the son who's lost receives a hero's welcome home. Can we get some volunteers? I need 3 volunteers. 3. All right, 1, 2. One more, come on, y'all. We'll be out here all day. All right, 3. Yes. I'll just say, you know, we can make it easy, or we can make, come on up. I know, and they didn't know. You know, sometimes I'll plant people and be like, I need to volunteer. All right, so she said, what's she gonna do to us? I need y'all to go outside. Go outside. Count to 20. And then one by one, you'll come back here. Alright? Alright. Maybe there. That might be faster. Count to 20. We're gonna play hide and seek. You're gonna realize something wrong and you come back. No, we can never figure out how to open doors when people are watching, right? Okay, now I'm going to make sure they can't hear me. So we turn off the microphone for a second. Okay, the first one, when she comes back in, we're not going to say anything. The second person, when she comes back in, we're just going to greet her and say hi. But the third person, when she comes back in, you're going to cheer as loud as you possibly can. All right? We want it to be awkward and uncomfortable. For them and for us. All right? We got it? And y'all, don't sit and not participate. All right, you can go back to your seat. Thanks. Hey!
Hey!
Welcome back. Hey! Welcomes him home. Just as this father welcomed his son home is the same way that Jesus welcomes us home. Theologian Henry Nouwen reminds us that God is able to welcome us all home because home is the place of divine love. He says the perfect love that drives out all fear is the divine love in which we are invited to participate. The home, the intimate place, the place of true belonging is therefore not a place made by human hands. It is fashioned for us by God who came to pitch a tent among us, invite us to God's place, and prepare a room for us in God's own house. There's always room for us. But y'all, we gotta have hope. And this son shows up with hope. He's hopeful that his father will forgive him and allow him to return home. And hope can be scary. If you've ever prayed a prayer for that thing that was lost, or that person that was lost, you know, hope can be a scary thing. But in this place, filled with hope, we're reminded by leading ethicist and womanist theologian and Dean of Vanderbilt Divinity School, Emily Towns. She says, living in hope can be scary. It's frightening because we know that loving and caring for others and ourselves interrupts the mundane and comfortable in us and calls us to move beyond ourselves and accept a new agenda for living. Hope cannot simply be given a nod of recognition, for it demands not only a contract from us, but covenant and commitment. When we truly live in this deep walking hope, then we must order and shape our lives in ways that are not always predictable, not always safe, rarely conventional, and protest with prophetic fury the sins of a world that encourage us to separate our bodies from our spirits, our minds from our hearts, and our beliefs from our action. It's a father's hope is restored when his son returns home. A son is granted new life when he recognizes his sin and asks for forgiveness. A second son realizes his life too is worth celebrating because he already has all that his father can provide. Each of us can be the characters in this parable. We can be living lives filled with hope. We can be in need of some grace and mercy. And we can need the reminder that God is always with us. We might be all of these at different times, or we might be all of them at the same time. The good news is that just as the son is welcomed home, God has a place for each of us. Because Deuteronomy 31:6 reminds us, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. It takes strength to recognize when we are lost, and an even greater strength to ask for help. Because when one of us is lost, it's harmful to the body. In order for us to live fully into our lives as brothers and sisters and siblings in Christ, we need us all. God rejoices when even one of us returns home. Some of y'all are graduating. You're graduating and you're going to be faced with some new and some different things. You're likely going to make some bad decisions. Anybody making bad decisions when you graduated from high school? Everybody in this room, y'all, they're not raising their hands, but everybody in this room made some bad decisions. Right? But I want to remind you, I want to let you know that you're always welcome here. Pastor Matt will agree with me, you're always welcome to return home. It doesn't matter what state you find yourself in. Don't ever hesitate to show back up. And in the event that you're not here when Winston Duke comes to visit, or if he comes to visit, that's our joke, y'all. We'll let you know so that you can be a part of that too. But there's always a place for you here, and there's always a place for each of us in God's kingdom. And that's the good news, that God's goodness and grace and mercy abound. And it abounds for us, and it goes out into the world through us, and for someone, we will be the only Christ they see. In this fourth Sunday of Lent, as we journey ever closer to the cross, I want to remind us, I want to remind each of you that you are loved, and that God will always welcome you home. But, Holy God, we thank you that we are never truly lost. And those moments when we feel lost and when we are seeking you, reveal yourself to us that we might live into the fullness of your call on our lives. When our brothers and sisters and siblings in Christ return home, let us remember to always celebrate all that you are doing in their lives and the work that you are simultaneously doing through us. We pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and moves and breathes in us. Amen.